This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You know how you always want to know about everyone else's money? On the podcast What We Spend, guests will, for 1 week, tell us everything they spend their money on.
My son slammed $6 worth of blueberries in 5 minutes.
And everything that makes them feel.
I want to own a house. I want to have a child. But this morning, I really wanted a coffee.
Because at the end of the day, money is always about more than your balance. Listen to and follow What We Spend, an Odyssey original podcast. Available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Is it fair or is it foul?
Fastball tapped at the plate. It'll trickle down the third baseline. The Mariners are going to let it roll.
A knowledge test to see how well they know the big leagues.
Lenny Randle gets down on his hands and knees and blows on it like a curler, and it goes foul.
And what our distinguished hosts think about the stories that popped up around the big leagues.
But he got down on his hands and knees and literally blew the ball across the foul line.
This is Fair or Foul on the Hot Corner on 1080 The Fan.
All right, this is everybody's favorite Fair or Foul. We do it every single Tuesday at the bottom of the 8 o'clock hour. Without further ado, we'll throw it over to our fantastic producer, Jordan Schultze, Jr. the Third.
I kind of wish I were a junior. My dad did not do that to me.
My father was Martin Anthony Harris.
Mine is Kevin Thomas David Schultz.
I am Patrick Martin Anthony Harris.
And I'm Jordan Thomas Maurice Schultz.
Oh, so we're both two middle names.
Hell yeah, that's awesome.
I am Patrick. The rest of my name is my father.
Okay.
The rest of my name is my father's full name.
That's really cool.
Cool dude.
Yeah.
I miss him. Oh. I miss you, Daddy. I love you.
Yeah, I don't know why we share the middle name Thomas, but I think the two-name thing is like a Native American tradition for us.
Yeah, so my dad's middle name is Anthony, and I have Martin and Anthony.
Middle name, Joe?
Harold.
Harold.
Joseph Harold Fisher III.
And he is so crazy that he is letting that ride. And Medium Joe is going to deal with that, too. He's going to get made fun of by all the hot chicks. He's going to say, hello, Harold.
Whatever. It's like, I'm Harry, bitch.
Well, I'm joking. Joe Four is a good-looking kid. He'll be fine.
We lucked out.
He's gonna do better than any kid that looked like me.
My grandfather, who I lost this year, unfortunately, Joseph Harold Fisher Sr.
Shout out Joe Fisher One.
Great dude,
Vietnam veteran.
Hell yeah.
He was adopted.
I wish I had that suit. Yeah, balls, America, balls.
Yeah. Vietnam, yeah.
I wish I had that drop.
Beer.
Sorry, continue.
He was adopted at a very, very young age, and he took on the last name of his adopted father.
We talked about this.
Which is Fisher.
Fisher.
His last name, it was Dudwire.
I kind of like Dudwire.
I don't. I think it's
the dude.
I think it's very, like, Southern hick, like, Dudwire.
Dudwire.
Yeah, Joseph Dudwire.
Hey,
his daddy runs the auto shop down the street.
Y'all see Dudwire over there? I saw him eating some TV cable.
He was eating a fish sandwich, drinking some moonshine, I think.
That old Dudwire might be a dumb wire if you catch my drift.
I like Fisher.
All right, hit me. Fair or foul?
All right, guys. We'll start off with a story that got some people up in arms in the last week in baseball. If you missed it, Cincinnati Reds left fielder Tyler Callahan broke freaking arm.
I watched this.
This was hard to watch.
I watched it live.
Yeah, Tyler
Callahan. I happened to have that game on.
Man, dude, that's good for... it's always fun when you, like, end up catching the national media story that
And the camera, because of the way it was, now there was another angle that you could see, but the camera live, you couldn't see, like, disappeared into the left field
wall.
You didn't know. But you could hear it go.
Oh.
And it was like, whoa,
ow,
he hit that wall.
Ow.
And then it looks to him and he like throws the glove off and he's like, and I'm dying.
Oh, it looked bad. Yeah. So broke his arm going for a ball, basically.
Is that what they found out? He break his forearm?
Yeah, essentially.
I thought it was wrist, but he broke his forearm.
Broke his forearm, broke his wrist. But he broke something in his arm going against the wall, trying to get that catch. Unfortunately, dropped it. Matt Olson ends up running home for an inside the park 2-run home run.
And yogged home. He did not run home.
Did not know what to do. Was looking out in the outfield from second base like, do I go? I guess I'm going to trot home slowly here. And people were saying the play should have immediately been ruled dead by the umpires. They should have called timeout. Olson should have been left at second base. I'm going to tell you where I'm on this, guys, already. I don't think you should stop play for an injury. I think that's ridiculous. This is big league baseball. And for me, I feel like it would just give every single player out there the license to fake an injury. So fair or foul, a play should be ruled dead as soon as a fielder suffers a serious injury. Fair or foul?
I'm going to say fair. And I feel like that while that is a judgment call, like, we've seen it a few times. Two dudes, yeah, absolutely colliding. Bam. Just like Carlos Beltran, and I forget who the other guy was.
You remember
in that,
when Aaron Rowan threw his face into that steel mesh for the White Sox?
I don't think so.
He like went and caught in his face, went bam on the wall.
I'm gonna have to look this up now. But I feel like it's kind of a judgment call in a sense. Like if the dude can somehow like collect himself and make the throw, it's like, all right, well, yeah, keep the play going. But if a dude is lying there unconscious or he is physically grabbing something or his leg is going in a 90-degree angle the other way, like, all right, let's have a little common sense about ourselves and be like, yeah, we should probably hold up at second. Like, I don't think if this guy didn't break his femur, I think that, this probably would have been a double anyways. So I feel like, yeah, it's tough. It's a judgment call. But welcome to being an MLB umpire. 90% of your job is a judgment call.
Yeah.
So
I'm the opposite of Joe. I do not think you should call the play dead. I'm not too worried about people faking injuries. But it's also the ball's in play, you know, and that's kind of how I look at it. The ball's in play. You know, you've made the effort for it, therefore you have decided you create the outcome. However, in this play specifically, the dude caught the ball. He caught the ball, and then he hit the wall where he broke his arm, and then the ball fell out of his glove. Did he need to make a football move? The dude caught the ball, and they even looked at it on the headset, and they reviewed it, and they were like, ruling on the field stands, it's a no catch. And I was like, that's the dumbest thing. This bro caught the ball and then went into the wall. That's the thing, Joe. You got to look at it. This dude catches the ball and then his arm explodes on the wall. And as his arm falls down, broken, then he drops the ball. And they were like, that's
got to be better. You got to be an athlete.
Ball.
Yeah, I thought as soon as it was in the glove and then trapped, that was officially a catch. Are they saying he never trapped it?
It's a catch. They're saying he never trapped it. I think it's just part of it, you know. I think when you decide if you're diving for a fly ball, if you're diving for a ground ball, like remember Trevor Story last year? He dove for a ground ball in between third and short, and he landed and he dislocated his shoulder. Like, that sucks, man, but that...
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You know how you always want to know about everyone else's money? On the podcast What We Spend, guests will, for 1 week, tell us everything they spend their money on.
My son slammed $6 worth of blueberries in 5 minutes.
And everything that makes them feel.
I want to own a house. I want to have a child. But this morning, I really wanted a coffee.
Because at the end of the day, money is always about more than your balance. Listen to and follow What We Spend, an Odyssey original podcast. Available now wherever you get your podcasts.
If you didn't want to dislocate your shoulder, don't dive for that. I know that sounds terrible, but
that's baseball.
I think that's baseball. You know, it's
that's why you have 9 guys on the field, right?
You know, the NFL is trying so hard to make sure guys don't get destroyed running across the middle. Well, if you run across the middle, you got to know what's coming. You got to know what the chance is there.
All right, let's try another fun one here before I try to stump you guys to finish this off. So Cal Raleigh and Aaron Judge, unbelievably still tied for the lead in home runs coming into tonight, 12 each. At this point, they're both on pace to hit at least 50. So, fair or foul, guys, Cal Raleigh will finish with more home runs than Aaron Judge. Fair or foul?
Ooh, sexy. I'll go first. The answer is no, absolutely not. However, I think there's a really good shot that Cal hits 40. I just think Judge might hit 60. Again. I think Judge, for all the greatness that we've seen from Aaron Judge, his 62 home run season, you know, he bats for average, his MVPs and stuff. If he stays healthy, this looks like the most complete Judge we've seen. To where Cal still has some on-base issues that he's improving on this year. He has some average issues that he's improving on this year. But Aaron Judge has kind of always had those. And I think Aaron will get to a point where you might try to pitch him away from home runs, but he's still going to get hits. And because of that, he'll eventually get them to home runs as well. I just think we're at a point where Judge can hit 60 any given year. And I think 42 would be MVP vote worthy for Cal Raleigh. I'll take Judge.
Yeah, I'll take Judge too. There,
I think it's closer than I think, but I just don't think anybody else is going to hit 60.
I think the consistency throughout 162 that Judge will be able to put up numbers wise, like, it's almost like a guarantee 50 for him. Almost year now, it seems like.
At least 45.
At least.
Where I don't know if Cal will get to 45.
Yeah, he might get to 35 or 40, you know, but, yeah. I mean,
have a rough July or something.
If he got to, honestly, with the pace that Cal is at, if he got to 35, like, if he only hit 23 between now and the rest of the year, you'd kind of be like,
a little down.
Yeah, a little bit of a dip. I mean, we're, what, 40 games?
But if Judge, only hit 40 more, you'd be like, dude, you could hit 50 more.
Yeah, if Cal Raleigh were to only hit 23 over the remaining 130-ish, 135-ish games left, I can't do quick math, that would be a little disappointing. So I feel like Cal can get to that 40 mark. But I almost feel like Judge is a given 50 every year.
They're both, obviously, with today's date, they're both on pace. If they played 162-game season, which I'm not sure either will, on pace to hit 57 home runs. So,
yeah. I'm going to say that Judge is going to finish with more home runs. But Cal's going to, if he keeps up this pace, man, he's going to keep it close. That's for sure.
All right, guys, I'll try to fool you. I think I did a stolen base one a few weeks ago, but I had to do one again because, wow, it is just so funny to see teams in this world of baseball,
Edmonton,
with the shortened base paths, with the bigger bases, teams still do not want to steal in 2025. So
I know, it seems weird, right?
It's like
everybody went all over the place for a couple years, and now they're like, eh, let's hold back.
You're literally missing a part of the game where, yeah, I feel like you can take advantage.
Come on.
Small ball.
Your team sucks. Steal bases.
Come on. All right, well, player on a crappy team, O'Neal Cruz, he has 15 stolen bases, leading the league right now, and still looking pretty good, even though he plays for an ass team. Fair or foul, guys, O'Neal Cruz has more stolen bases than the entire Athletics roster.
I'll go first on this. You know, O'Neal Cruz is in that pantheon of the new round of young kids.
Did you see his throwout from center the other
day?
Yes. Oh, my God.
The Ellie De La Cruz, the Bobby Witts of the world. You know, he's a little younger than, say, the Tatis and Guerreros of the world, but he's in that new young kind of movement.
If I change my last name to Cruz, can I run a 5.27.40?
We always talk about the new wave of young kids, and there is the new wave of young kids. I would say the Dylan Cruz, James Wood, Ellie De La Cruz, O'Neal Cruz.
Jackson Churio.
Yeah. Jackson Merrill.
Oh, God, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, like that group right there. O'Neal had a rough year last year. And, I mean, a lot of it stems from just Pittsburgh just being bad. But he had a rough year last year, and they moved him to center field. He, by all metrics, I mean, I'm a big fantasy guy. He's a top 10 fantasy player right now. He is showing out and showing the real deal. I will say fair, which surprises me because I think Kotsay's smart enough to send his guys, but I don't think Oakland... this is going to take a long time to fix this. I don't think the Athletics have the kind of base running guys needed to pass O'Neal in terms of running. I'll say foul. Or fair. Sorry, fair.
I'm going to say...
Joe, do you need to throw your undies away?
I'm going to say that I need to go. It was a great show, and I'm out of here.
Go Red Sox!
I want to say that this late in the season, I mean, we're literally just over a month, so it's not that late.
2 months, dude.
I would like to believe that a team has more steals than an individual player. And
can we ask what he has? 15?
O'Neal has 15.
I knew he had 15.
15? You're telling me that the Athletics don't have 15 steals?
And he is leading the National League. Actually, I think. I believe there's actually somebody else tied with him at 15.
I'm going to say.
Billy Hamilton.
For God's sakes, I'm going to say Hamilton. I hope that the Athletics have at least 15 steals.
I bet you the Athletics have 9.
I'm going to say foul that the Athletics have at least 15
steals. And I'm going to double down and say they got 9.
So Luis Robert actually also has 15 steals. Shocking, because he's only batting .188. That's actually impressive. But both of those guys,
highest on the White Sox.
By far. Both him and O'Neal Cruz have more stolen bases, 15 compared to the Athletics. Coming into tonight, 14 stolen bases. So more than 9, but Mark Kotsay is not taking advantage of that whatsoever.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You know how you always want to know about everyone else's money? On the podcast What We Spend, guests will, for 1 week, tell us everything they spend their money on.
My son slammed $6 worth of blueberries in 5 minutes.
And everything that makes them feel.
I want to own a house. I want to have a child. But this morning, I really wanted a coffee.
Because at the end of the day, money is always about more than your balance. Listen to and follow What We Spend, an Odyssey original podcast. Available now wherever you get your podcasts.